I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 864. Playing is not just for kids. Be honest, when you hear the word play, what do you think? For many of us, play is something we stopped doing when we were younger. We don't allow ourselves to play. We might even think it's wrong or inappropriate to play. It's not mature. But what if God gave us play for our well-being? And what if it's not just for kids? Let's play with that idea today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, and that means that God told us, out of everything we do in life, the two most important things are to love Him, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. Greg McEwen defines play as anything we do simply for the joy of doing rather than a means to an end. Okay, so stay with me. That's super helpful. Play doesn't necessarily mean acting immature, being silly, or doing crazy things. If play is anything you do for joy rather than a means to an end, then play for you could be coloring a picture with your color app on your phone, doing some gardening even, doing a craft as long as it's for joy and not productivity, engaging in a sport, doing a board game with your grandkids or a card game with friends. The possibilities are endless if we keep that definition in mind. Coming on the heels of yesterday's podcast, where we were talking about living at the pace of Jesus, today's episode just might put some meat on those bones. Neil with Enjoyco wrote, "For many of us, play was a relic of our childhood. Why? There are several reasons that contribute to this, but one reason is we simply don't feel safe to play anymore. Instead of doing things for the joy of it, everything becomes a means to an end. The stakes are much higher, and if we fail, more's on the line. Instead of feeling safe to play, we play it safe in our lives." Wow, that last line nailed it. Instead of feeling safe to play, we play it safe in our lives. Here's the great question. In your life, is it safe to play, or do you just play it safe, and why? Let's pray this prayer from catechistjourney.loyolapress.com. God who made each and every living being, I know there is a fun and whimsical aspect to you because there's no complete logical explanation for the way kittens play, and children say the most accurate, embarrassing things sometimes. I know you designed us to run until we were giddy and breathless, to converse in ways that in mere moments can dissolve an entire group of people into uncontrollable laughter. You built within our minds a fascination for solving riddles and working puzzles. You gave us the ability to skip or to roll down a hill, neither of which would have helped the species survive in the wild. Surely you had fun in mind and nothing else. Open my eyes and heart, Lord, to see the whimsy, to take part in play, to enjoy my life, and to laugh often. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 865, and in the meantime, gracewalk.org put it beautifully. Jesus once said that unless a person becomes like a little child, he'll miss the kingdom of God altogether. Okay, kids play. It's what they do, fundamental to who they are. It's at their core. God's kingdom, at its core, is a celebration. The kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Scripture tells us. That's the Bible's description of what it is to live in God's kingdom. Many Christians, however, have become so uptight with life that they wouldn't know fun if it laughed in their face. I imagine there's a lot of laughing in heaven. In fact, there's good reason to believe from Scripture that God Himself is a good-natured, fun-loving sort of person, not the uptight, grouchy, impossible-to-please kind of false gods that man creates. I think that is well said. Podcast family, have a little fun today. It's okay. God won't be mad. In fact, I believe He'll be joining in, smiling and laughing with you. Because when you boil it right down, playing is not just for kids. Thanks be to God.